I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight at the Carl Sandburg Historic Sites in Galesburg, the Fall Songbag Concert Series begins. It's a performance of contemporary and folk music by area musicians John Heasley, Mike Terry, and Jerry Schroeder. A donation of $3 per person is suggested. Refreshments will be served. Sandburg was a collector and performer of America's folk songs. The series is named in honor of Sandburg's book, The American Songbag, published in 1927. Also in Galesburg, on Monday night, the Galesburg Community Chorus begins its open rehearsals for ORF's Carmina Burana. They'll be meeting at 7 o'clock in the J. Rehearsal Hall at the Ford Center for Fine Arts at Knox College. The chorus is a non-audition group, and all are welcome to join. Fall is almost upon us, which means it's time for the Western Illinois University BCA to present another season. Cultural events coordinator Michael Music stopped by to talk to us about it.
We get a new series each year, and you and I never get older. How is that possible?
It's the magic of radio.
Maybe that's it.
Well, there's a bit of improvisation right off the bat. The first program on Friday, September 7th.
Is Who's Live Anyway? If anybody has seen the television show Whose Line Is It Anyway? This is most of the guys from that cast. It's Ryan Stiles, Greg Probst, Chip Epstein, and Jeff Davis. And they basically do Whose Line. They do different improv styles.
My understanding is they've borrowed several of the familiar and popular games from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
And here they will be.
That's
live
right
in front of you. You can't really miss them.
Yeah, at Western Hall.
Who's Live Anyway on Friday, September 7th. Tuesday, October 9th, we have an up-and-comer, Katie Armiger.
That's right. Very excited about this one. We got an opportunity through one of the agents that I know. She just debuted at the Grand Ole Opry, and her price was going to quadruple after her debut, but they had like 6 dates, and I said, okay, we've got to have her. This is sort of, hopefully, the purpose of the BCA. We want to bring somebody who's on her way, or who he is on his way, you know, so you can go back in 2 or 3 years when they're huge and go, hey, I saw that. I was there. I've met that person. And I think Katie's going to be one of these people. I think it's going to be huge.
Katie Armiger, great new country singer. She'll be here on Tuesday, October 9th.
You walked in and caught my eye without a fight. I was helpless though I tried with all my might. There's no doubt that I felt something at first sight. I'm all torn up, must be love. Or maybe, baby, I ain't thought it through enough. I think I do, but do I? I think I do, but do I? I think I do, but do I really love you?
Now, here's an interesting group coming our way. And this is the band name. This is not a statement. Here Come the Mummies.
Here Come the Mummies. And if any of you out there know the Mummies, you're going, oh my, they're coming to the come. Here Come the Mummies. Big, fat sound, rhythm and blues. Now, the story is, or the legend is, a little background. The Mummies actually perform in mummy garb. I mean, bandages, their faces are wrapped, they go under pseudonyms or nom de music or nom de... But they have pseudonyms they go under. You don't know who they actually are. And the legend is, many of them are under contract with recording labels, and so they cannot perform as themselves, but when they perform as the Mummies, they can do whatever they want. In fact, even there are times when they'll go out in the lobby before the show, they'll just, well, how are you doing today? No talking, but it's a horn section, rhythm section, singer, guitar. It's a big, huge, fat sound. I think their website's like, herecomethemummies.com. Check them out. ask anybody that's ever seen their show. You see them once and you're sold. You're there.
Here come the mummies. Friday, November 2nd. They'll be in bandages. And no curses required, I believe. So this is a great opportunity for some fantastic R&B. The next series concert is also absolutely individual. Voca people.
Good use of words there, Ken. Voca people. First off, they are not from this planet. They are from the planet Voca. Their spaceship has crashed, and it runs on musical energy. And so it's up to them to generate the musical energy from the audience to power their spaceship so that they can get home. This is an act we went and saw. We've seen a couple times, and it was just like, this is so incredibly weird, but it's so incredibly good. Six-part harmonies, plus they have like a human beatbox, and they communicate through music, and they tell the story of what they're trying to achieve through music. And it's, and again, it's everything from like 1950s standards to Journey, Queen. Okay, even some, you know, 90s and the aughts. What is that? Where are we now? We're in the aughts or the
yes. The, yeah. Well, we're in the teens.
Oh,
now.
The teens. Yeah, yeah. So even teens music, and it's one of those neat things. They really don't sing any of the songs all the way through. A lot of times it's just maybe the refrain and the bridge, and you're going, oh, I love that song. Oh, that's great, good. And then they go into something else where you're going, oh, that's even better. I like that one too. And they download it from people's minds. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You go to the website or you go, you know, get the arts guide. You look at it, and you're just gonna go, what in the name? It's they look bizarre, but they got the chops to back it up. They're amazing, amazing.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Glee meets Blue Man Group.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. Yeah, if they had a child, you'd get Voca people. Except they're in white and not blue. But yeah, that's it.
Voca people, Tuesday, February 19th. The Sal the Hitman Piacenti.
Sal the Hitman, for years and years, he's worked with the gaming industry. He is a cheat catcher. He teaches the casinos, you know, how to find card counters, how to identify people that are using mechanical means to cheat the house. He demonstrates, you know, a bunch of these things. You know, he brings, you know, like foot computer and this kind of stuff. He showed us how to stack a six-card shoe. He was dealing out five hands from a shoe, and we saw him shuffle it. But that's not what impressed us. What impressed us the most is he took a copy of U.S. News and World Distort. It was dated the day before, and he had three copies of it, and he handed it out in the audience. And he goes, pick a page. You know, page 27. He goes, all right, on that page, there's an article about this, and the article says this, this, this. There's an ad in the corner about this. He did that for every page. 87 pages, someone said, page 89, he goes, the back cover is 87, you're trying to trick me. It's a memory technique that he says, anybody can learn. If I can learn this, anybody. He said it took him about 45 minutes to memorize the magazine. We asked him, so, well, is that long-term memory, is that short-term memory? He goes, it's your choice. It's amazing.
Sell the Hitman Piacente, Wednesday, February 27th. The Passing Zone, that's not a traffic-related issue.
Okay.
This is juggling.
They're doing their show, Gravity Attacks. The Passing Zone has been around for 20-some years. They've done all the morning shows. They've done Letterman. They've done Johnny Carson. They've done Leno. Again, it's two guys, and They are hilarious. It's not your standard, hey, look, I'm juggling things. In fact, they juggle people. They juggle three people. You know, it's a rig they have, and then they're hanging, but it's legitimate juggling, because definition of juggling is holding anything in a balance. We don't know who they're going to be juggling yet. It'd be great, you know, president of the university would be nice out there, you know, maybe get, you know, Mike Inman out there and juggle them. It can, you know, he can, you know, hang you up and juggle.
But, I'm beyond juggling age.
You're beyond juggling. I think there is no limit to the age.
Really?
It's just a weight limit. So I'm free, so I can't. You know, it's their comedy is hilarious. The juggling is great. They do one routine where they juggle chainsaws in tutus. Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies. And it's, again, hilarious. The skills are incredible.
The Passing Zone, Monday, March 25th. Friday, April 5th. Chipper Lowell will be bringing Amusing Mayhem, it says here.
Amusing Mayhem. That's a good one for Chipper. This is the entertainment for Mom's weekend dinner. They do a dinner, and then we supply the entertainment after the dinner. He builds himself as a magician, but during the show, maybe a couple, two or three tricks you'll actually see. The rest of it, you're just crying because you're laughing so hard. He does some magic tricks that aren't magic tricks. And then every once in a while, too, he'll pull out a miracle that you'll just go, what, huh? What, huh? Hey, sweet guy. Sweet guy. Very, very funny. He's actually won, like, Comedy Magician of the Year. And the magic he does do is legit, and it's a miracle. But then he does a lot of stuff that's just not. Go see him. Come and see him. It's wonderful. You can either come and have dinner, and on our website, there's a link to that. Or you can just get tickets and just come and see the show.
Chipper Lowell, Friday, April 5th, with a dinner option. Now, when it comes to the Shakespearean canon, most English teachers that I've had the pleasure of being in class with in the past would take an affront to any changes in the exact texts of the play. But here come the Improvised Shakespeare Company.
Improvised Shakespeare Company. Well, they don't change the canon per se. They adopt the style of the bard, let's say. Like classic improvisation, you know, they'll take a location, they'll take a name, they da da da. But these guys know Shakespearean, the iambic pentameter, the stories, the themes of Shakespeare's plays so well that they incorporate characters. And, you know, it's from nothing. It's like, okay, you're standing at a bus stop and it's raining. Go. And 15 minutes later, you'll have been on this journey through, you know, the Capulets may have shown up, you know, a couple King Henrys and Lears may have shown up into this thing too. And some of those, there's, you know, creative anachronisms in there too that they'll throw in. But the skill level, the amount of knowledge that it takes about something to be able to take that and move it to a different location. You know, understanding just the Shakespeare, the words, the flow, the stories, to be able to improvise within that realm is, again, you're just sitting with your jaw on the ground, and then you laugh and you're going, oh my, this, I can't believe they're doing this. Wonderful. And they're from Chicago, local boys.
So sort of an underground Shakespearean second city. Mike Music of Western Illinois University's BCA. He's the cultural events coordinator for the whole shebang, talking to us about the BCA series for this forthcoming 2012-2013 season. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.